Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, that helps to bring the show on the air every week. And I've got one more little reading about George Russell. I think this is going to be a two-part show. So next week I'll play a little bit more from that album. It's pretty interesting. So Bill wasn't into drugs then. Maybe smoked a little grass, but didn't like it. I found out later that it was Cecil Young, a club date cocktail pianist and singer, who was the person that turned Bill onto heroin, not Miles Davis, as everyone thought. We were sitting on the stoop admiring George Russell's new Volkswagen one day when, all of a sudden, Bill jumped up and ran up and over the top of George's car, and as he was running across the roof, the top caved in. "My new car, oh no!" George couldn't believe it. Next up, I have Body and Soul from the album Tony Scott and Bill Evans, A Day in New York, recorded November 16th, 1957. Thank you. That was the Eddie Costa Quintet, and from the album of that title. Recorded July 1957 and put out on Interlude Records. Eddie Costa on piano and vibes, Teddy Kotick on bass, Paul Modian on drums, Art Farmer on trumpet, and Phil Woods on alto saxophone. And that was Phil Woods' tune, Get Out of the Road. And before that, we heard Body and Soul by Green, Heyman, and Sawyer from Tony Scott and Bill Evans, A Day in New York, recorded November 16, 1957, put out as a reissue on Fresh Sound Records. Not really sure what the original release was. I've got to check that out a little bit more. There are quite a few recordings of Tony Scott's that Paul was on, and I don't have a lot of them. But this is going to be a two-part show because there's so much stuff. So I'll figure that out this week and play some more next week. But this song had Tony Scott on clarinet, Bill Evans on piano, Henry Grimes on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And I've got a little reading. Paul toured with Tony Scott, and Bill Evans was, I think he was pretty much always in the band as well. And this is about, they were touring in Chicago. There was a lot of music in Chicago at that time. I was dating an airline stewardess, and we went to hear Ahmad Jamal with his trio on my day off. And later, I sat in with Hampton Hawes, Red Mitchell, and Kenny Burrell at another jazz club. Stan Getz was busted for breaking into a pharmacy for drugs. It was in the newspapers, and I felt bad for him. Lots of trouble for such a great musician. It was incredibly cold in Chicago. We were traveling in a station wagon, and loading the drums onto the roof of the wagon was a painful experience. We were leaving Chicago, and my hands felt like icicles that were about to break apart and fall to the ground. Tony Scott was real funny most of the time. He had us in hysterics a lot. He would pull jokes on people and would put them on and beep. We were driving to the gig one day, and he just pulled up and stopped the station wagon. We were right in the middle of this big square in downtown Toronto, and he got out and got onto a trolley car and left us. Bill and I looked at one another in amazement, then just laughed like crazy. Didn't know quite what to do. Tony came back after a little while, and we drove off. Pretty funny story about Tony Scott. Next up, we have Portrait of Ravi, and this is by Tony Scott from the same album, and I'm going to play more of Tony next week. He really was an innovator in terms of world music. Thank you. That was the Eddie Costa Quintet with Stretch and F, an Art Farmer composition. Eddie Costa, Teddy Kotick, Paul Modian, Art Farmer, and Phil Woods. And before that, we heard Portrait of Ravi by Tony Scott, with Tony Scott, Bill Evans, Henry Grimes, and Paul Modian. And I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR, Rockland, Maine, 93.3 FM, and streaming online at www.wrfr.org. We've got one more reading. Actually, I've got more than that if I want, but I feel like I'm reading a lot. So the other two albums that I said I was featuring today, listen to the music of Jerry Wald and the mellow sound of Don Elliott. Not as innovative as the music I've been playing now, I wouldn't say, but interesting nonetheless. And these are have just been re-released in Europe, and it's on Solar Records. Originally, Listen to the Music of Jerry Wald was on Cap, and the mellow sound of Don Elliott was on Decca. And here is some writing that Paul did about Jerry Wald. Jerry Wald, a clarinet player who had some success with a big band, was organizing a sextet for an East Coast tour. He was holding auditions in a rehearsal room very near the Musicians' Union Hall, where I had been hanging out looking for work. The New York scene was still new to me, and I needed a gig. It hadn't been very long since my discharge from the military, and the unemployment benefit checks I'd been receiving had run out. I walked over to the building where the auditions were being held, and went into the rehearsal room where a handful of musicians were waiting to play. I saw some familiar faces in the room, but didn't recognize the piano player who was playing on a small upright piano. I overheard someone say, "That's Bill Evans from Plainfield, New Jersey. He's supposed to be real good." I finally got to play and was hired for the tour. Bill was also hired. I wasn't sure I liked Jerry Wald's music, but I wanted to play with Bill. I was happy he got the gig. I thought we might be compatible. We became good friends. The sextet was made up of clarinet, vibraphone, guitar, piano, bass, drums, and there was a, quote, girl singer. The bassist was Ortiz Walton, also quite good. Ortiz went on later to play with the Buffalo and Boston Symphony Orchestras. If memory serves me right, the year was 1955. The tour consisted of some dates along the East Coast, and included in the tour a gig at a U.S. Army base outside of San Juan, Puerto Rico. It was great playing with Bill and Ortiz. I was happy when we played as a trio, but I didn't care very much for the rest of the music. Ortiz was a fine bassist. His sound was beautiful, and his arco playing was beyond compare. Shortly after the tour, Bill signed with the Riverside Record Company, and we recorded his first album. Yeah, so there seems to be some discussion about when this album was recorded. It says 1955 on the liner notes, but it might be a little bit later. But we're going to give a listen to a couple of the tunes. So this is I've Got a Crush on You, a Gershwin tune. And I don't know that if Ortiz is on the bass on here, that it's not listed out, but it probably is. We heard a few cuts there. First, at the top of the set, I've Got a Crush on You, a Gershwin tune from Listen to the Music of Jerry Wald. And the lineup there is Jerry Wald on clarinet and conducting, Eddie Costa on vibes, Bill Evans on piano, and Paul Modian on drums. And it's only attributed to them. It says plus guitar, bass, and string orchestra. But from what I just read from Paul's autobiography, I would say Ortez Walton is on bass. So I'm going to credit him with that. And Bill, I guess this was how Paul met Bill, playing with Jerry Wald. And but Paul didn't really like his music. Maybe that's why he left it off his discography. But he did put the mellow sound of Don Elliott on there, and that kind of seems like it's in the same line of music to me. And the second song we heard was Poinciana. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The Song of the Tree, Simon Bernier tune, recorded in 1958. And that also is Bill Evans on piano, Don Elliott on trumpet and mellophone and vibes, Hal McCusick on flute, clarinet, bass clarinet, alto and tenor saxophone, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Ernie Furtado on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And the third song we heard was from Listen to the Music of Jerry Wald, Love for Sale, a Cole Porter tune. I have one more reading, a short one. These are all from Paul's autobiography today. Bill Evans and I used to hang out a lot. It wasn't only about music. We went to the movies on 42nd Street. Bill shot a great game of pool. We went bowling. Bill and I were close friends. We saw a great deal of each other. Sometimes I felt like he was an older brother that I never had and always wanted. Got another cut from the mellow sound of Don Elliott, and this is Tired of Me, and it's composed by Don Elliott. Oh, was If I Had You, a Shapiro, Campbell, and Connolly composition from Listen to the Music of Jerry Wald. And before that, we heard Tired of Me, a Don Elliott tune. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out jazzcloset.blogspot.com. Next week, I'm going to continue these early recordings and dig up some other stuff. I've kind of got some holes in the music that stuff I don't have that Paul recorded real early on, kind of some rare stuff, I think. So the next show is July 8th, and it will be part two of this. And after that, on July 15th, I'm going to have a live guest in the studio, always exciting. Drummer Richard Poole from the Boston area is going to be visiting the area. And he's going to come in, and he just put out not too long ago an album with Marilyn Crispell and Gary Peacock. It's all improvised, and it's called In Motion. And but I'm going to take us. Oh, I wanted to say, if you go on Jazz Closet webpage, if you type in discography into the search engine, you can get a link to Paul's type discography that he put together as a PDF. And then also on another page, I had copied a couple of the pages from the handwritten one that he did. And that first page is on there if you want to see it. So, but I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with a slightly later album. This is Warren Marsh, a 1958 Atlantic release with Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Paul Chambers on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And we're going to hear Just Squeeze Me by Duke Ellington, and then Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker. And I'll see you next week. That was Warren Marsh and Paul Modian and Paul Chambers from the CD Warren Marsh. That was Yardbird Suite.